乔香好。
Good morning.
That's all I know.
对，就是牧师会讲的中文嘛，应该只有这个多。
Shall we pray before we look at God's word together?
我们听神的话之前先祷告。
Father, thank you for church that we can meet and worship you this morning.
亲爱的神，感谢你，让我们能够早上来到教会来敬拜你。
We pray that as we draw near to you, that you would draw near to us.
我们求你，在我们走近你的时候，你也走到我们中间。
Please speak to us. We pray in Jesus' name.
请你跟我们说话，因耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. I want to talk this morning about remembering.
今天早上我要讲的是纪念。
I've got sticky post-it notes to remind me of things that I need to do.
我用小贴纸来提醒自己需要做的事情。
I sometimes put alarms on my of things that I need to remember on my calendar.
我会设置警示音来提醒自己要做的日历事项。
Recently, we celebrated Anzac Day, which is a public holiday, so that we can remember the sacrifices of the soldiers who fought for freedom.
我们最近有澳友军团日，这是一个公众假期，用来提醒我们来记得那些在战争中为我们自由而战的战士做的牺牲。
We celebrate birthdays, anniversaries, these.Important occasions we want to remember.
我们纪念生日，纪念纪念日，我们纪念那些我们想要记住的重要的日子。
Remembering is something good to do.
纪念是很好的。
And remembering is something that the Bible encourages us to do.
纪念也是圣经鼓励我们去做的事。
Our most obvious example is when we take communion.
我们最显著的例子就是我们圣餐的时候。
Jesus said, as we eat and we drink, we are to remember.
耶稣说，我们吃喝的时候，我们要纪念。
To remember Jesus' life given for us.
来纪念耶稣为我们舍命。
What happens when we don't remember, when we forget?
那我们不记住，我们遗忘的时候会怎样呢？
When we forget, we can become unthankful and complain.
当我们遗忘的时候，我们会不知感恩，我们会口出怨言。
We can lose sight of what God has done for us.
我们会看不到神给我们的作为。
We can doubt His goodness and His power.
我们会怀疑他的良善和全能。
And we can disobey his commands.
我们会违背他的诫命。
Just a few chapters earlier in Numbers 11 and 12, the people had forgotten.
那就在前几章，在民数记十二章，人们忘记了。
They forgot how their life was very difficult in Egypt.
他们忘记了他们在埃及为奴之地的困苦。
They were slaves in Egypt.
他们在埃及是为奴的。
They forgot that God had rescued them with great power.
他们忘记了神用大能拯救过他们。
With visiting Egypt with 10 plagues.
他们忘记了神在埃及降下十灾。
They forgot how the angel of death had passed over their homes marked with the blood of the lamb.
他们忘记了死亡的天使在他们涂抹着羊羔的血的门前经过。
In Exodus chapter 20, they sang of God's great deliverance after crossing the Red Sea, but 1 year later, they forgot and started to complain about lack of food variety, about the hardship, and about Moses.
就在出埃及记二十章的时候，他们还在歌颂神带领他们过红海的大能。但现在一年多一点以后，他们就开始口出怨言，来抱怨他们所经历的困苦、食物的缺乏和单调。他们也抱怨摩西，他们
So remembering is something really important.
所以纪念是很重要的。
Today's passage has this idea of remembering.
那么今天的经文呢是有关于纪念的信息。
And God actually gives them a way to remember.
那神呢其实是给了他们一个纪念的方式。
Look at verse 37.
看第三十七章但是三十七节。
The Lord said to Moses,
耶和华晓谕摩西说
Speak to the Israelites and say to them, Throughout the generations to come, you are to make tassels on the corner of your garments, with a blue cord on each tassel. You will have these tassels to look at, and so you will remember all the commands of the Lord, that you may obey them.And not prostitute yourselves by chasing after the lusts of your own heart and eyes. Then you will remember to obey all my commands and will be consecrated to your God. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God.
你吩咐以色列人，叫他们世世代代在衣服边上做穗子。又在底边的穗子上钉上一条蓝细带子，你们佩戴这穗子，好叫你们看见，就纪念遵行耶和华一切的命令，不随从自己的心意，眼目行淫邪，像你们素常一样，使你们纪念遵行我一切的命令，成为圣洁，归于你们的神。我是耶和华你们的神，曾把你们从埃及地领出来，要做你们的神。我是耶和华你们的神。
God knows the Israelites.
神了解这些以色列人。
Their hearts easily wander and go astray.
他们的心不定，他们偏离正道。
So he gives them a visual aid.
所以神给他们看得见的帮助。
A way of remembering.
一种可以纪念的方式。
They were to wear a tassel with a blue cord to remind them of who they are.
他们要戴穗子，上面有蓝色带子，来提醒他们，他们是谁。
They are God's holy people, set apart to live for God.
他们是神的圣民，成为圣洁，归于他们的神，是来过圣洁的生活。
To live a life of trust and obedience.
来过信靠和顺服的生活。
So whenever they saw the blue cord and tassel, it was a reminder.
所以每当他们看到穗子和蓝色带子的时候，这是一个提醒。
Keep God's commands.
要遵循神的诫命。
Why? Verse 41. Because I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God.
为什么？神说，我是耶和华你们的神，曾把你们从埃及地领出来，要做你们的神。我是耶和华你们的神。
So they were to be holy and obedient because God had rescued them.
所以他们要圣洁，要顺服，因为神拯救了他们。
Like the Israelites, we also are a forgetful people.
就像以色列人一样，我们也是健忘的民族。
Our hearts can also go astray and wander away from God.
我们的心也会迷路，我们也会偏离神的正道。
And God tells us also to remember.
那神也告诉我们要纪念。
So, this morning I want to say remember.
所以今天早上我要说要记得。
Remember three things. Remember, who God is.
要记得三件事，要记得神是谁。
Remember what God has done.
要记得神的作为。
And remember who you are.
要记得你是谁。
So the first one, remember who God is.
那么第一件，记得神是谁。
As you read the book of Numbers, God is the king, the sovereign king, who lives in the middle of his people.
那么在民数记教导我们说，神是掌权的王，他是住在他的人民中间。
His tent, the tabernacle, is right in the middle, and from there he commands and directs his people.
那开坛的圣帐，它的会幕呢，就在营地的正中心，在那里，神引导和教训他的民。
And as the king, God has the right to command our obedience.
那么作为王，神是有权能来要求我们的顺服。
Often, at the end of an instruction that God gives, He says, "I am the Lord your God."
那么经常在他的诫命的结尾，他就会说，我是耶和华你们的神。
Sometimes we can forget who God is.
那有时候我们会忘记神是谁。
We might think God is our equal.
我们会认为神是跟我们是平等的。
But as we read the Bible, especially the parts that make us uncomfortable, we are reminded that God is not like us, that God is different.
但当我们读圣经的时候，尤其是读到那些让我们不安的章节的时候，我们就得到提醒，神跟我们是不一样的。
Numbers chapter 15 can be broken up into these different sections.
那民数记十五章可以分为下来几面一些部分。
But I just want to focus on verses 30, which talks about high-handed sin.
那我想要集中讲的时候，的是第三十节是讲到蓄意犯罪。
When I first read it, it was a bit surprising and shocking. When I first read it, I was surprised.
当牧师刚刚读到的时候，牧师是真是觉得很惊讶。
Let me read verse 30.
让我们看让我们读第三十节。
But if anyone who sins defiantly, whether native born or foreigner, blasphemes the Lord and must be cut off from the people of Israel.Because they have despised the Lord's word and broken his commands, they must surely be cut off. Their guilt remains on them.
但那善感行事的，无论是本地人，是寄居的，他亵渎了耶和华，必从民中剪除。因他藐视耶和华的言语，违背耶和华的命令，那人总要剪除，他的罪孽要归到他身上。
Here, the person who sins defiantly or literally high-handed is to be cut off.
那在这里说到，那善感行事或者说蓄意犯罪的人要被剪除。
Defiant is where a person does exactly what God told them not to do. They know it's wrong, but they don't care.
那么善感是形容明明知道神的命令说不要去做的事情，他就要去做。那么是明知道是错的，但是他不在乎。
It's blatant and deliberate.
是公然作对，是明知故犯。
It's like murder which is premeditated or intentional, as opposed to manslaughter which is reckless or.Accidental or in the heat of the moment.
那这个区别就好像故意的、有预谋的谋杀和过失杀人，只是在那当时一刻的过失。
Verse 31 says, when someone sins defiantly, they actually despise God's word and break His command.
那在第三十一节说，当有人善感行事的时候，他们真的是藐视。神的话语和违背神的命令。
And then in the next verses, it gives us an example of what a high-handed sin is in verses 32 to 36.
那么在下来的第三十二节到三十六节，给了我们一个蓄意犯罪、顶风作案的例子。
Let's read verse 32. While the Israelites were in the wilderness, a man was found gathering wood on the Sabbath day.Those who found him gathering wood brought him to Moses and Aaron and the whole assembly, and they kept him in custody because it was not clear what should be done to him. Then the Lord said to Moses, "The man must die. The whole assembly must stone him outside the camp." So the assembly took him outside the camp and stoned him to death as the Lord commanded Moses.
以色列人在旷野的时候遇见一个人在安息日捡柴。 遇见他捡柴的人就把他带到摩西亚伦并全会众那里，将他收在监内，因为当时怎样办还没有指明。耶和华吩咐摩西说，总要把那人治死，全会众要在营外用石头把他打死。于是全会众将他带到营外用石头打死他，是照耶和华所吩咐摩西的。
This story illustrates how they were to deal with high-handed sin.
那么这个故事说明他们当时是怎么处理蓄意犯罪的。
The person was to be stoned to be put to death.
那个人要被打死，要被用石头打死。
So let me just make some comments on this story.
让我做就这个故事做几点评论。
One, if the Lord commands someone to be put to death, this is very serious.Because human life is valuable to God and sacred.
第一，如果神下令要处死一个人，这是非常严重的，因为神人的生命是宝贵的，在神是看为可贵的。
It also reminds us that God, who gave life, has the right to take life.
这也提醒我们，神我们的生命是神给的，也是神可以取去。
It also reminds us that when we disobey God, it is like a fish wanting to live on land.
这也提醒我们，当我们想要违背神命令的时候，就好像一条鱼想要在陆地上生活。
We were meant to live under God's authority.
我们生来是应该在神的旨意、神的全能下生活的。
And when we rebel against God, we are going against His good order.
当我们违背神的时候，我们其实是违反了他美好的旨意，美好的安排。
I guess in a little way, it's like when your small little child.
有点像当你还小的时候。
Refuses to listen to you.
当你的小孩子当你的还小的孩子拒绝听你的话。
But this is like both are human beings, but with God, He's the one who made the universe, and we are really small creatures.
但是父母的例子，父母和孩子的例子是双方都是人类但是呢，人和神，但是那神是那么伟大，我们是那么渺小。
Two, I guess.The story also reminds us of the communal aspect of sin.
那么第二呢，其实这个故事也提醒了我们罪的群体效应。
If the community witnessed the person committing the high-handed sin being cut off, it will serve to deter others from treating God defiantly.
那么当一个群体目睹一个蓄意犯罪的人从民中剪除，这其实是就起到了一个阻止其他人犯罪的作用。
And that is something we are familiar with.
这是我们所熟悉的。
Even in our legal system, a judge may sentence a person for a crime.
就在我们现在的司法体制中，当法官做判决的时候，
they consider the seriousness of the offense and at times will impose harsher sentences to act as a deterrent to others.
法官会考虑到这个罪行的严重性，那在某些情况下呢，就会做出更加严厉的判决，以阻止他人犯罪。
But this story is in the Old Testament. When we move to the New Testament, there are big changes.
那这个故事呢是在旧约的，那我们从旧约前到新约来，有很大的变化。
It's no longer wrong to work on the Sabbath.
那在安息日做工不再是一件错误的事情。
We don't stone anyone who works on the Sabbath.
那么在星期天做，在安息日做工作的时候不会被打死。
In the New Testament, we don't stone anyone.
那么在新约的时代，我们不会用石头打死任何人。
But we are called to exercise church discipline.
在我们被呼召来遵行、来实行教会的纪律。
In 1 Corinthians 5.
在哥林多前书第五章
，Where a man is sleeping with his father's wife，
一个人收了他父亲的妻子。
We're not told if the father is dead or alive。
圣经并没有告诉我们他的父亲 是去世了 还是还活着。
It literally says when a man has his father's wife.
那么字面就是这样说，当一个人收了他父亲的妻子。
So it doesn't say his mom, it could be his mother-in-law.
并没有说是他的母亲，可能是岳母。
Whatever the situation, Paul tells the Corinthian church to remove this man from the church.
不管怎么样，保罗告诉哥林多教会说，要把这人从教会赶出去。
To hand him over to Satan so that his flesh might be destroyed and yet his spirit may be saved.
要把他交给撒旦，所以他的肉体可能会败坏，但是他的灵魂还能得救。
The Corinthian church were proud instead of being broken and mournful for this sin.
那么，哥林多教会当时呢，为这些罪并没有悲伤痛悔，反而他们骄傲。
They were probably boasting about their freedom.
他们可能在自夸关于他们的自由。
They said all things are lawful for me.
他们说，所有的事情对我来说都是合法的。
They viewed grace as a license to sin.
他们把恩典作为犯罪的许可证。
And so Paul writes to them and says, "Your boasting is not good."
所以保罗跟他们写信说，你们这样自夸是不好的。
Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump?
岂不知一点面酵能使全团发酵起来吗？
Sin spreads.
罪会传染。
If unrepentant sin in the church is tolerated, it will spread.
如果教会包容罪不悔改，会使那么这个罪会传播开来。
So church discipline is to be exercised to maintain the purity of the church.
所以执行教会的纪律是为了维持保证教会的纯洁性。
So at the end of chapter 5 verse 13, Paul writes, "Purge the evil person from among you."
那所以在那后面第十三节说，要把恶人从你们中间赶出去。
So there's a difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
所以新约和旧约有区别。
We don't stone people.
我们不用石头砸死人。
But we are to exercise discipline to maintain the purity of the church.
但是我们确实需要执行教会的纪律来维持教会的纯洁。
The Bible tells us, don't conform to the standards of the world.
那么圣经告诉我们说，不要效法这世界。
But to be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
只要心意更新而变化。
So that we live as God's set apart holy people.
从而我们可以做神的选民的生活。
So I've just used this section to remind us of who God is.
那么这一部分呢，是来提醒我们神是谁。
God is the sovereign king.
神是那全能的王。
He has the right to command our obedience.
他有权柄要求我们的顺服。
And God is holy.
神是圣洁的。
He calls us to live holy lives.
他呼召我们也要过圣洁的生活。
The next thing we are to remember is to remember what God has done.
那么下来我们要记得神的作为。
In verse 41 it says, I'm the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt to be your God.
那么在第四十一节说，我是耶和华你们的神，曾把你们从埃及地领出来要做你们的神。
God had rescued Israel from slavery in Egypt.
神把以色列人从埃及为奴之地拯救出来。
The Exodus was the great saving act in the Old Testament.
那么出埃及是圣经旧约里面的神的实行的大拯救。
For us, the cross is the great saving act.
对我们来说，十字架是我们的大拯救。
And so Jesus told us to celebrate communion.
所以耶稣告诉我们说，要庆祝，要庆祝圣餐。
So that we would remember the cross.
所以用来纪念十字架。
Maybe I don't need to read it in English. Ada, you can read it, verse 23 to 26.
那牧师现在要我用中文把哥林多前书第十一章二十三到二十六节念一下，关于圣餐。 我当日传给你们原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那夜，拿起来祝谢了，就破开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说：‘这杯是用我的血所立的新约。’你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。” 你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
So perhaps today we need to be reminded once again.
也许我们需要再次被提醒。
Church, if you are doubting God's love for you, look at the cross.
那么教会们，教会的人，如果你们在怀疑神的爱，请看向十架。
This is the proof that God loves you.
十架是神的爱的证明。
That God demonstrated His love for us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us.
那么神借十架来表明对我们的爱，我们还是罪人的时候，神就在十架上为我们舍命。
So remember.
所以记得。
Remember who God is.
记得神是谁。
Remember what God has done.
记得神的作为。
And thirdly, remember who you are.
第三要记得你是谁。
1 Peter 2:9 says that you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation.
我得要找到，在彼得前书第二章第九节。 你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司。
So you are God's chosen, special, rescued, holy people.
那你们是神所拣选的、所拯救的，是圣洁的民。
Remember that a great price was paid for your rescue.
记得为你的拯救所铸的、神所做的代价。
The cost was the death of the Son of God.
那么这个代价就是神子的舍命。
And so, yeah, remember, you have been bought with a price.
要记得你们是重价买来的。
A costly sacrifice.
你们是用重价做的牺牲。
Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
你的生命是圣灵的殿。
So glorify God with your body.
所以用你的身体来荣耀神。
In Judges 8, verse 33,
在士师记第八章第33节。
I'll just read verse 33 and 34. No sooner had Gideon died than the Israelites again prostituted themselves to the Baals. They set up Baal Berith as their god and did not remember the Lord their God, who had rescued them from the hands of all their enemies on every side.
第33到34节。 基甸死后，以色列人又去跟随朱巴利行邪，淫邪，以巴利比士土为他们的神。以色列人不纪念耶和华他们的神，就是拯救他们脱离四围仇敌之手的，也不照着耶路巴利，就是基甸向他们所施的恩典恩惠，厚待他们的家。
It's very sad in Israel's history that they often forgot God and worshipped other gods.
真的很遗憾，在以色列人的历史上，他们经常来遗忘他们的神，而去敬拜别的神。
And so today we want to remember.
那么今天我们要纪念。
Lest we forget.
以免我们遗忘。
On Anzac Day, a reporter asked a young boy about the Anzac celebration.
在澳柳军团日，有一个小男孩，然后被问了一个问题，关于这一天的庆祝活动。He
was quite young, maybe 9 years old.
那个男孩很小，可能就是九岁左右。And
he made this comment. He said, "It was good to attend and to be reminded that he was part of something bigger than himself."
那他呢这样子说，他说来可以参加这些活动真的很好，因为呢是提醒他有些事情比他要大，而他呢是其中的一部分。
God is your God.
神是你的神。
God is our God.
神是我们的神。
So today, what is it that God wants you to remember?
那今天神要我们记住的是什么呢？
When we forget the gospel of grace, we can take for granted God's gracious kindness in saving us.
当我们忘记神恩典的福音的时候，我们可能会认为神拯救的恩典是理所当然的。
When we start focusing on ourselves, Satan can remind us of our weaknesses and make us despair.
当我们聚焦在自身的时候，撒旦可能会让我们聚焦在自己，看到自己的短处而绝望。
When we forget the gospel, we can start acting like it's what we do that keeps us saved.
当我们忘记福音的时候，我们的行为可能就会好像我们是靠自己的行为而得救的。
When we forget that God has been merciful to us, we can treat others badly.
当我们忘记神对我们有多慈爱的时候，我们就会对别人的行为恶劣。
When we forget God's holiness, we can treat sin casually.
当我们忘记神的圣洁的时候，我们对罪的态度就可能开始随便了。
What is it that we need to remember this morning?
今天早上我们要记住的是什么呢？
What is God saying to you individually?
神对你们每个人是怎么说的呢？
Maybe we need to remember that God's love for us is unchanging.
可能我们是需要记住神对我们的爱是不止息。
If He has saved you, He will be committed to you for the rest of your life.
他一旦拯救了你，他就会一生都要拯救你。
Maybe we need to remember God has written your name in His book of life. It cannot be erased.
也许我们要记住，我们的恩典写在羊羔的生命册上，凭着神的恩典。
If Jesus died for us while we were sinners, then we can be thankful.
如果耶稣在我们是罪人的时候就为我们舍命。
This afternoon we have a baptism service.
那么今天下午我们有洗礼。
We will hear testimonies of how God has rescued people.
我们会听到一些怎么样神实行拯救的见证。
Maybe it's a good time to remember how God has rescued you.
这是一个很好的机会，让你纪念神当时是如何拯救了你。
To remember what was life like before you met Jesus.
来纪念你认识耶稣之前的景况。
So I want us to do two things to close.
那么在结尾的时候，我想要你们做两件事情。
To write down what is it that you need to remember.
第一是写下来你想要被提醒的事情。
Maybe it's who God is.
可能是要被提醒神是谁。
Or what He has done for you.
或者是记得神为你做的事情。
Or maybe you need to remember who you are.
或者是你要记得你是谁。
There's a funny story told. It's not in there.
有一个有意思的故事。
The airlines, because of a huge storm, the airlines have cancel the flight.
有一天呢，有一个很大的风暴，那么所有的航班都被取消了。
So everyone's there, all the passengers waiting in the airport, and they're all getting angry and frustrated.
那么在机场呢，所有的乘客都在那里特别的沮丧，特别的生气的等待。
Then one man who's very well dressed, he goes angrily to the front desk counter.
那么一个衣着光鲜的人呢，就去到前台。
And the stewardess is saying that they are not, that there's nothing that they can do. Yes.
那么航空的值班人员就说啊，到现在有无能为力。
And the man must be quite an important person. He said, "Do you know who I am?"
那人是很重要的人。他说，你知道我是谁吗？
Then the stewardess said, "Hold on," and she starts to speak through the PA system.
那么这个空姐就说，那你们等一等，然后就开始做一些 PA system.
PA system, like the announcement system.
然后就开始播报。
So the stewardess says, "Excuse me, does anyone know who this man is?"
那么他就说大家注意一下，有谁认识这个人吗？
He has forgotten who he is.
他忘记他是谁了。
Anyway, that's just a joke. Okay, maybe you need to remember who you are.
那么也许你需要记得你是谁。
Okay, so write down what God is asking you to remember this morning.
那么要写下来，今天早上神要你记得的事情。
Maybe we'll spend a minute or two just in quietness and to think about it.
那么让我们安静一两分钟，来想一想神给我们的提醒。
So I hope that you have managed to write something that God wants you to remember.
那他们让你们写下啊，你们啊啊，你们要记得的事情，那我也想要你们记得。
But if you didn't, sometimes it takes more time. Maybe you can do it at home.
哦，那么如果你们刚刚已经写下了要记得的事情啊，那也好。但是呢，如果时间不够呢，那回去的时候还可以接着写。
But from the passage, God also gave them a visual aid, a way of remembering.
那在这个经文中呢，那是神给了他们一个可以看得见的提醒，一种可以被提醒的方式。
So they had a blue cord on a tassel.
那他们在穗子上系了一条蓝带子。
Some people wear a cross to remember.
那么有些人呢，带十字架来记得。
So I want you to also think about a way of remembering.
所以呢，要有来想一想一种被提醒的方式。
So how can you remember what God is impressing on your heart? Maybe it's a Bible verse that you should keep close to you.
那你怎么样来记得神在你心里做的工作呢？也许是一句圣经的经文。让你能够放在身边。
I've got some blue yarn here, which if you'd like to remind yourself, you can take one. I was reading the commentaries, and blue is like the sign of divinity.
那么如果你们想的话呢，我这里牧师这里有一些蓝色的毛线，如果想的话，你们可以拿一条。因为牧师看的评论呢是蓝色是神圣的一个标志。
Because when they carried the Ark of the Covenant, it was covered with a blue cloth. That's why.
因为以色列人当年那个抬约柜的时候，约柜是用蓝色来覆盖的。
So this week I've been wearing this blue thing on my wrist.
那么牧师手上呢，这个星期呢是带着这条蓝系带。
If I get lost, they can bring me back home. Just kidding.
如果牧师走丢的话呢，凭着这个系带子，你们知道他是谁，可以把牧师带回家。
When I look at it, it's a reminder that I belong to Jesus.
那牧师带这个蓝带子的那个意思就是来提醒自己，我属于基督。
But you've got to, yeah, it might work for you, or you can do something else. Some, yeah, figure out a way of remembering.
那么你可以这样做，也可以呢做适合你自己的事情。那么鼓励自己去想一件能够记得的方式。
So remember.
要纪念。
Remember who God is.
纪念神是谁。
Remember what He has done.
纪念神的作为。
Remember who you are.
纪念你是记得你自己是谁。
And find a way of remembering this week.
这个星期就去找到一种纪念的方式。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, there are so many distractions in the world.
神啊，在这世界上有那么多的困扰。
So many voices calling for our attention.
那么多的声音来拿走我们的注意。
And in the busyness of life, we forget.
在我们生命烦扰的时候，我们遗忘了。
We pray that you would help us to remember you this week.
我们求你帮助我们这个星期要记得你。
To remember to trust in you.
来记得来信靠你。
And to remember to live as your people.
记得我们的生活要像你的子民的方式。
We pray because we need your help.
我们向你祷告，因为我们需要你的帮助。
Please show us.The thing that you want us to remember.
请你向我们指明我们你想要我们记得的东西。
And give us ideas as to how to remember.
也教我们如何来记得。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们因耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.